The reality is the government is enforcing a form of censorship on us. They're saying you can't talk about certain subjects if you're going to sell pipes.
So come and rock with me to a place that's called Capitol Hill, D.C. Right in the city of chocolate that you can see.
Adam Eidinger has invited us down into Capitol Hemp. We're going to descend the steps. What will we find?
You're going to find an amazing hemp store.
Capitol Hemp is the place to go for hemp-based clothing, soaps, paper, and one of the country's best selections of artisan glass pipes. But that all changed on October 27, 2011, when Capitol Hemp was raided by police.
They arrested all of our employees, a customer, and they charged everybody with possession of drug paraphernalia. They went through the tobacco shop and just took pretty much all of the inventory, over $300,000 worth.
After prosecutors lowered their charges to avoid a jury trial while still holding on to Capitol Hemp's merchandise, the feds began negotiating a deal.
If we agree to close down, they returned our property, and that was the best scenario because without a jury option with a federal prosecutor running the case, it just didn't seem like we would ever see our property back.
To prove Capitol Hemp was selling paraphernalia, an undercover cop visited the store when employees corrected his use of the word bong and changed the subject when he brought up marijuana. The officer saw this as unnatural and deceptive. He was also suspicious of their bookshelf.
What is no longer there?
What's no longer here are numerous books about drug policy. Basically, we had books that talked about how cannabis was safer than alcohol. We had books about knowing your rights during police encounters. What the government was saying is in the context of having a tobacco shop, that this would indicate nefarious use for the tobacco shop, that the tobacco shop is for drug paraphernalia, not for tobacco.
What are the laws regarding paraphernalia, and how could you be arrested for it?
Really, in all 50 states, sale of drug paraphernalia is illegal. Under federal law as well as in all local laws.
But anything can become drug paraphernalia.
That's correct. We were very careful, though, to sell the pipes for tobacco, and to this day, we are open and operating under those guidelines.
While both of Capitol Hemp's brick-and-mortar locations are closing, Eidinger hopes to create an online store that will service the whole country. It didn't have to end this way. Capitol Hemp is another victim of an ever-expanding war on drugs that punishes controversial free speech and small business owners with impunity. And as Washington, D.C. moves forward with legalizing medical marijuana, the Capitol Hemp raid sets a harsh tone that not only dispensaries will have to worry about, but local head shops as well.